Well, last year we helped develop a relationship with an organization called Reset, based out of the greater Hartford area, that actually works across the state. Their representatives, including my guests this morning, believe every business has the potential to consciously improve society while being financially successful. And Reset inspires businesses to thrive by acting through a socially beneficial perspective across three levels of programming, creating social enterprises, propelling social enterprises, and changing the norm. We're going to be talking about and previewing and hopefully getting you involved in a couple of their fall programs that are being headed up by our guests this morning. Our first conversation is going to be with Catrice Claudio. She is overseeing the food program, and then we'll be joining Dubisi Okeke, who oversees their retail incubator. But first, we want to get you guys to put a date in your calendar, because we want you to support Connecticut Veterans Farmers at the Connecticut Veteran Grown Farmers Market. This annual event is held at the Department of Veterans Affairs campus in Rocky Hill, and it's going to be taking place on Monday, August 4th from 3 to 6 p.m. The market's going to feature products from Connecticut's veteran farmers, makers, and artisans, and there's also going to be food trucks owned by veteran farmers, ready to serve up snacks and delicious meals. There's going to be a performance by Ripcord, the 102nd Army Band of the Connecticut National Guard, so something for everyone. We hope you'll come out and support our veterans and farmers, and especially our veteran farmers. You can find out more and get involved by visiting ctveterangrown.org. All right. Good morning, Catrice. How are you doing today?
Good morning, John. I'm super excited to speak with you today about what's coming down the pipeline this fall and how people can participate. So thank you for having us.
Sure. So I know I made a brief introduction here, but your organization is has been around over a quarter century now, right? Founded back in 2007. Yeah.
Yeah, it's about 18 years. It was founded by Kate Emery of the Walker Group, and they wanted to support businesses that were community-driven, impact-driven, and capable of supporting communities through that impact lens. So they created Reset, where we have been working diligently to grow our base in our view of businesses that can leave the world a lot better than how they found it. We really focus on being able to provide thriving wages, sustainability, any type of community bridging, like mutual aid and cooperative economies. We're all threading those things together so that we can create a better economic system for our smaller businesses.
So Kate was so ahead of her time back in 2007. She was hip to social justice before social justice was a thing.
Indeed. And I think that's part of what inspires a lot of the vision at Reset now, which is interesting, because one of the things when I came into my role about 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and there was a large emphasis on where does the impact lie? Where does the impact lie in this work that we're doing and with the entrepreneurs that we are working with? And one thing that I'm very proud to say is that a lot of, on the food side of things, a lot of our entrepreneurs are working with local farmers, and they're getting their produce so that they can help support financially the farmers as well as themselves, get them local produce to their clients. We have some alum who are opening new businesses and food trucks in the New Haven and Hartford area, which, by the way, is another exciting point of understanding that we just merged with Collab in New Haven this year. So we are now accessing New Haven and Greater Hartford and bridging kind of the state together through the work that we're doing. So we're really excited and celebrating that as well.
Fantastic. And you also provide opportunities for the businesses that you are advising and supporting to be able to put themselves out in front of the general public and supporters at a big annual event that you guys have, right?
Correct. So we have, for our Food Accelerator Program participants, we have an annual event called Foodie Demo Day, where the entrepreneurs come in and they demonstrate their, not only the benefits of like what the work that they're doing and their product, but they also pitch their product for seed funding in a competition. So every year we have about 100 people come out. It's really, really engaging and exciting. And I think this year is going to be even more so exciting, given that we are incorporating, we're helping a lot of businesses create stronger systems so that they not only leave better running, but they leave as hiring businesses. Mm. I think one of the gaps that we've responded to over the years is this, they want to scale, right? They want to increase production capacity. They want to make more money. And the only way to do that is to get out of that entrepreneurial silo and start building teams. So this year, we're actually focusing on empowering our entrepreneurs to not only get in front of their brand, but to also relinquish a little control so that they can build their team, increase their capacity, and become more viable as a result. So this year is going to be a really exciting event to talk about.
Great. And we will be revisiting with you folks at some point before that event to talk more about the specifics, but we don't want to let all the time run out of the hourglass here without hearing what you're going to be doing this fall. Tell me a little bit and tell the folks a little bit about what you've got going in the food sector and what you're going to how they can take advantage of it.
Perfect. Yeah. So I program manage for the Food Accelerator Program, which is for businesses that are in the what's next phase of their growth. So they may have outgrown the farmers markets. They may have outgrown the pop-up modules, and they maybe want to go into e-commerce, or they want to establish a market of some sort on their own. They have the opportunity to participate in a 3-month program with 3 modules centering around business operations, financial literacy, and brand advocacy. So at the end of the program, they'll be going through a series of mentors and a facilitated course. So they'll be connected with partners like SBDC and WBDC. We are definitely looking to partner strategically with folks like Liberty Bank, who are open to supporting our entrepreneurs with a line of credit, given that they complete the modules appropriately. So that's an exciting opportunity for them. And then at the end of the program, they receive a $2,000 seed grant to pursue whatever they need to better advance their businesses. So this program has been such a benefit to hundreds of entrepreneurs, these types of programs, at least. This program is our second year. We're looking for about 12 to 15 entrepreneurs. And so if you are that type of entrepreneur that's looking to figure out what's next, consider applying for the Food Accelerator Program.
Right. And a big, big, big thing to remember is as we broadcast our program here on the morning of July 6th, tomorrow, July 7th at 5:30, there is a virtual information session that people can get to by going to resetco.org/events to sign up. And then if you decide you want to participate in this Food Accelerator program in the fall, the deadline is midnight on July 10th, July 10th, actually, yes, at 11:59. So time is of the essence, but you can pack it all into the period starting tomorrow evening at 5:30 with an info session. If it's something that turns you on, then make sure to apply before 11:59 p.m. on July 10th at the deadline. Those are the critical points are happening this week. So please do get involved. And I want to thank you, Catrice, for kicking off the program and opening things up for Dubisi here. I wish you great luck and great luck to your students too, and your entrepreneurs who are looking to take things to the next level. These are businesses with, as you said, kind of shelf-ready packaged goods or established food services business that are actively fundraising or building customer traction. And these are the folks that you really want to see happening in this program. So thank you very much. Once again, resetco.org/events to sign up for Monday night's virtual info session that starts at 5:30. Catrice, thank you so much for your time this morning. All right, from Catrice to Dubisi Okeke, who I've had the pleasure of speaking to before, we are here getting ready for his first experience with Reset, and he is overseeing this highly successful floor plan retail incubator, which is going to be holding its 12-week hybrid program starting August 27th. So, Dubisi, thank you for joining us this morning. To get the conversation started, let's talk a little bit about yourself. You mentioned before we turned on the microphone this morning that you're relatively new to Reset and this program. Let's talk a little bit about your background and what attracted you to come and become the overseer for this first year with this program that's been around now for several years.
John, thanks so much for having me on. I really appreciate it. Yeah. So I've actually been doing this same work primarily in New Haven with the organization Collab New Haven.
Yeah, as we spoke when you were down there last time.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And now you guys are partners.
Yeah, absolutely. So running these cohort-based hybrid programming primarily in New Haven, and with Reset acquiring Collab, that larger extended footprint in New Haven, in Hartford, and statewide really gives us the opportunity to deepen our impact. And so with that experience, years of experience running these programs, I'm bringing that to the retail incubator, and I feel really excited to be able to support businesses in Hartford and New Haven and statewide. We really have a great opportunity with our partnership with Breakfast, Lunch, and Dinner to support retail entrepreneurs who are looking to bring their products to market. One of the biggest things that we're excited about with this program is that right after it's finished, there are going to be sales opportunities with the winter markets in Hartford and markets in New Haven for entrepreneurs to directly apply what they've learned and see their businesses grow.
Well, what are a few of the ways that you have already seen how a structured training program that puts entrepreneurs in a peer-to-peer kind of environment, even in a virtual environment, that can make all the difference in the world versus somebody who has a little money or has a number of angel investors or family members, and they decide they're just going to live their dream and jump into their entrepreneurial retail venture?
That's a great question. One of the things that I've learned about entrepreneurship and this process over time is that at the end of the day, you don't make it to wherever you're trying to get to alone. Really often we hear entrepreneurs, they're grinding away, they're doing the work that they need to do, but they often can feel isolated. And when they run into roadblocks, sometimes can stumble over them just because they don't have access to some of the resources that they need. And so a program like this is really catalytic because, first of all, it connects them to an entrepreneurial ecosystem in the state, in their local city, that is actually pretty catalytic for them. Really often entrepreneurs don't know that there are government entities and non-governmental organizations that are looking for them to succeed. We know that small and medium enterprises make up most of the businesses in the country. And so there are mayors and governors and city officials that are really looking for these people to succeed. And so them knowing that and them getting connected to those resources is usually really helpful. And secondly, getting connected with people who are doing the same thing as them, who are trying to take the same kind of risks as them. That's often really helpful for them for peer-to-peer learning. That's really helpful in terms of knowledge sharing. And so I would say those two things specifically are the reason why a program like this are really helpful, is programs like this are really helpful. And it's actually something that isn't quite known in entrepreneurial circles.
Mm. So tell us what's cooking with your program for the fall. As we mentioned, it starts August 27th and runs to just before Thanksgiving. And the good news compared to your colleague, Catrice, who's has their info session tomorrow night, Monday night, as we're playing this program on Sunday morning, and then has the deadline for the application for the food program toward the end of this coming week. You've got a little bit more breathing room. Your application deadline is August 3rd, and you have an info session also coming up in just a few days on July 9th, starting at noon online. So tell us more about this program that you're going to be hosting in for the fall.
Yes. So first of all, I think you got some of the real headlines up front. So we have an info session coming up on July 9th that we would love people to come out to. It's virtual, so you don't have to go far, and learn a little bit more about the program. We have the deadline on the 3rd, and of course, you can go to our website and find out more. We have a list of guest speakers and facilitators coming in to really be able to equip entrepreneurs with the skills that they need to be able to enter into the market with intention and with excellence. And in addition, what's always helpful is that this program actually comes with a grant. A $700 small business grant comes along with completion of the program. One thing that we always want to do is not minimize the catalytic nature of funding. Really often, just like you were talking about, you could either go through a program like this, or maybe you have angel investors, family and friends, and you can just kind of dive in on your own. And what we're hoping to do is kind of put them both together. Hey, come be a part of the program, learn, get connected. And also, we want to be able to provide some capital, even just to get started for that next step. And we've seen this actually be pretty catalytic in terms of just an example. We had an entrepreneur come through the program and use this capital to revamp her stall at the Big E. And her sales at the Big E after revamping her stall was more than her entire year sales the year before. So we know that at this stage, even money like this can be catalytic for that next step.
And I understand that this program is particularly interested in Greater Hartford and New Haven residents who are women and those with BIPOC-owned ventures and businesses that are really seeking to serve in a hyper-local way.
Yes, absolutely. So we, again, like we are looking for businesses statewide, but we know that we have some deeper expertise and connections in the greater Hartford and greater New Haven area. And we want to look for businesses that are hoping to really revitalize those areas. Of course, like you said, women and BIPOC-owned ventures, we are looking to really provide that entrepreneurial education and support that historically they haven't had access to. In addition, we're looking to grow product-based businesses as well. And so we really encourage those folks to apply, as well as all others who would want to apply, because we'll take on those applications on a case-by-case basis.
Very good. Well, both the programs that we talked about today with Catrice Claudio and WCOKK are reflecting Reset's commitment to supporting entrepreneurs who are building businesses that create positive community impact. And you'll be able to gain access to experienced mentors, legal and financial support, peer networks, and real-world opportunities through both of these programs. Don't forget, critically important, if you're interested in getting into the food program, the info session is tomorrow, Monday night, July 7th at 5:30 p.m. and the deadline to apply is July 10th, whereas the retail program, their info session is coming up on July 9th at noon, and their program deadline is August 3rd. All the information and registration and access to the info sessions can be found at resetco.org/events. That's resetco.org/events. And I want to thank Catrice and WC for being part of the program and being part of this important effort here in Connecticut that is supporting and growing this unique workforce here in our state. WC, good luck with your program, sir.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hi there, my name's Andy.
And my name's Anna.
And we are two of the four hosts of the podcast No Such Thing as a Fish. We present every week the most amazing, wonderful, insane, hilarious, bizarre facts you've ever heard.
Facts like, did you know America has a national grocery bag packing competition?
Did you know, Anna, the company Volkswagen sells more sausages than it does cars?
Yes, we've got those two facts and about a billion more in our podcast archives for you to listen to. We chat about them, we laugh about them, we make the occasional terrible pun.
It's great fun. It's called No Such Thing as a Fish. Why don't you listen now?